Basil, and I spoke about Paul's sharing from 2 Corinthians about us being a fragrant offering, for us to be like sweet-smelling roses, right? And that incense would permeate, and then for some reason it really did permeate everywhere. So, but today, I bring you purple potted beans. Now, if you were here during my ordination, I talked about this. And you're going a little too fast, Shanan. But here's a picture of our purple potted beans at home in my house. And there's only 10 seeds that we planted. So there's only 四个子种子. And so we only, not 种子, but 种子. I wanted to give an opportunity for you all to identify with this illustration by handing out some purple potted seeds for you. So I've been saving these seeds in my garden. So I haven't been harvesting them to eat, but I wanted to give it to you. So each one of you all should have at least one today. So Eric, Shabo, if you could slowly hand them out to people. Just Ethan, Ethan. Egan, yeah. Itzu, is that the proper? But as Eric, as Haibo passes these out, I want you guys to for the kids, because this is for you. I want you guys to identify this. I know this is not a kernel of wheat, and I don't grow wheat at home, but I do grow things that I can eat, such as these beans. And so it's easier to identify with these beans because I'm hoping that you will learn a couple of things. Because right here, Jesus is trying to tell a story that you have to die. This is not like to die, but you need to give up things in your life. You have to give up your own life, right? Your spiritual, your desires, so that Jesus would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords of your life. And so I pray that you would learn how to die to yourself so that you would bear much fruit. I know these are pretty simply awesome and amazing because that's what you guys are all talking about. I do need your attention, though. I know it's a pretty simple message, but I think for all of us who are a little bit more mature or who have followed and walked with God, we understand that it's hard to die to ourselves. It's hard to give up the things that we love because this world offers so many good and enticing things for us to choose that the world says that it's better than God. And we might fall prey to those lies. But I hope that we do not. I hope that one day that you will die to yourself so that Christ may live in you, so that you would bear much fruit. Now, again, each one of these bean pods has about 7 seeds in it. So you'll be able to grow maybe like 500, 1,000 beans from them. And if you need help, you can call me in the spring, and I will personally go over to your house or your apartment, and we'll build something for you, if your apartment allows, okay, outside. But I would want us to be aware, because you know what? We, right now, I don't know if, for those of you who've been here for a very long time, you are aware that this is August, and that in 3 weeks, well, actually right now, students and families, visiting scholars, are coming to our Pittsburgh area, to this university area, to our church, wanting to see something very different because they maybe perhaps never heard of the wonderful news of Jesus Christ. But we truly hope that they would hear this good news and hear of God's great love for them and His amazing grace for them. And not only just maybe perhaps stay here in Pittsburgh, but that they would truly go to the ends of the world, bringing that good news of Christ Jesus. And we can only do that if we die to ourselves. We can only do that if we stop bickering with our brothers or sisters about how and what is the best way to do things. Let us learn how to die to ourselves so that Christ would live in us, so that they would see Christ Jesus in us, and so that they would come here and see Christ. So hopefully you'll go back and let these seeds dry a little, and then in the spring, bury them, and then let them grow. Because if you know our calendar, we kind of go that through that route. We kind of plant the seed now, and for it to grow, come in spring, so that it would bear fruit in season. All right, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for bringing brothers and sisters in Christ here, but also bringing new people and new faces to our place. Thank you also today, Lord, is a day that we celebrate baptism, that people are going to commit their full lives to you, not just as their Savior, but as their Lord of their life. And in baptism, there's a symbolism that they will die as they go underwater, that they die. But when they come out of the water, that they're raised up again. And so I hope, Lord, that as they demonstrate to not just the brothers and sisters here, but to their friends, especially those that do not know you, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts in a mighty special way, that they would hear the good news, and that that seed planted would have fallen on good soil and one day bear much, much fruit. So we pray these things in precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, yes. Okay, I was just reminded by Pastor Terrence. Because the five baptismal candidates today are from the Chinese congregation, every portion and all the questions will be in Chinese. So I just want to go over those three questions with you in English, so that you are aware of them and you understand what we're asking them. So normally, the candidate will come in and we'll ask them three questions. The first question is, do you believe that you are a sinner? Okay. The second question is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way that you would be saved? Do you believe that he lived, that he died, and on 3 days later that he rose again? And then a third question is, will you make Jesus Christ the Lord in your life? And so those are the three questions that I just wanted to reiterate to everyone, so that just in case you don't know Chinese, that you have heard it a little bit beforehand. And as you perhaps may have been baptized, that you think of these same three questions again. That we have five candidates that are getting baptized today.
第一位是陈宗。
First candidate is 陈宗。
我们一起欢迎陈宗。 陈宗，因为你经历 耶稣的大能， 现在要问你三个问题。 第一个， 你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
我承认。
感谢主。 你 相不相信耶稣基督， 他是神的儿子， 就是神， 他为你在十字架上第三日复活，赦免你一切的罪。我相信。感谢主，你愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世跟随他，直到永远。我愿意。感谢主，因为你在神和众人的面前所做的见证，我现在奉圣父、圣灵的名为你施洗。
第二位是穆弘一。Second person is our sister, 穆弘一。弘一，感谢神，你愿意今天受洗归入主的名下，问你三个问题。第一个，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？我承认。感谢主，你相不相信耶稣基督？他是神的儿子，他就是神。
他为你死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免你一切的罪。
我相信。
感谢主，你愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世跟随他直到永远。
我愿意。
感谢主，现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来为你施洗。下位是齐飞弟兄。感谢主，齐飞非常的火热爱主、侍奉主，他还受洗之前就已经做了许多的侍奉。那我在这边也是问齐飞你三个问题啊，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
承认。
你相不相信耶稣基督他是神的子，他就是神，他为你死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免你一切的罪？
我相信。
感谢主，你愿不愿意接受他做啊，让他做你生命的主，一生一世跟随他，让你啊将你的生命来让他来管理？
我愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人的面前所做的见证，我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。下位是钱伟杰。伟杰，我也是问你三个问题。第一个，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
我承认。
感谢主，你相不相信耶稣基督他是神的，他就是神，他为你死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免一切的罪？
我相信。
感谢主，你啊，愿不愿意接受他做你的救赎主之外，更让他做你生命的主，让他来管你的一生？
我愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人面前所做的见证，我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。我们一起欢迎朱哲涵。感谢主，你愿意啊，在众人面前受洗归入主的名下，问你三个问题。第一个，你相啊，承不承认自己是一个罪人？
我承认。
感谢主，你相不相信耶稣基督他就是神的儿子，他就是神，他为你死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免你的一切的罪？
我相信。
感谢主，你愿不愿意接受他不仅是做你的救世主，也让他做你的生命的主，让你的生命让他来管理，一生一世来跟随他，永不回头？
我愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人面前所做的见证，我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。请敬拜小组带领我们继续敬拜。
Drought and storm, what heights of love, what
striving seas, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. For on the cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world, guide darkness lay. The bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life first cry to final breath, Jesus condemned thy destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
等牧师们上来之前呢，我们在自己的位置上面安静，我们来敬拜我们的神，我们用祷告，用默想，我们来继续的敬拜他。When the pastors, before they come to the stage, let us just sit there quietly, pray or meditate God's words.
弟兄姐妹
平安。这是一个非常欢喜快乐的日子。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a really joyful day.
我们不仅有五位弟兄姐妹他们受洗。
We get to celebrate baptisms of five brothers and sisters.
我们也感谢神把Pastor Josh差派到我们当中来侍奉。
And we're also very gracious and blessed to have Pastor Josh, Courtney, and their family to join us.
我们接下来就要为Pastor Josh 举行一个就职的典礼。
So right now we're going to have an installation service for Pastor Josh.
可不可以请Josh 能够站起来？
We'd have Pastor Josh stand up.
我们一起欢迎 Pastor Josh.
Welcome, Pastor Josh.
我们一起来念一段经文，我们先用英文，再用中文念。以赛亚书五十二章七到十节。
Let's read this passage together, first in English and then in Chinese.
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news to heavens, who announces salvation and saves to Zion. Your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift out their voice.They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes, and the Lord restores Zion.
Break forth, shout joyfully together.
You waste the place of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has filled his holy arms.In the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth see salvation of God.
我们一起用中文来念七到十节。那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美！听啊，你守望之人的声音，他们传锡安，一同歌唱，因为耶和华摧毁锡安的时候。他们必亲眼看见耶路撒冷的荒场要发起欢声一同歌唱因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓救赎了耶路撒冷耶和华在万国以前若出榜聚集的人都看见我们神的恩在这边我们要对Pastor Josh 有一个宣誓他自己他在担任牧师的这个责任的承担。
So we're going to ask Pastor Josh a few questions to basically to charge our minister as the title says.
Josh 牧师在神和 PCC 会众的面前因信从神而来能够透过教会的呼召你是否愿意委身于这个新的信任和责任吗？
Pastor Josh, in the presence of God and the body of PCCO, will you commit yourself in this new trust and responsibility and the confidence that has come from God through the call of the church?
我愿意 I will.
Wow. 你是否愿意按着圣经讲道和教导并致力于研读神的话语和凭借恩典的途径吗？
Will you preach and teach according to the Holy Scriptures, be diligent in your study of the Word of God and in your use of the means of grace.
我愿意 I'm willing.
你是否愿意爱侍奉为神的子民祷告用神的话语和圣灵牧养他们以忠心的侍奉和圣洁的生活为榜样来带领他们吗？
And lastly, will you love, serve, and pray for God's people, nourish them in the words and in the sacraments?And lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living.
我愿意 I will.
感谢神。接下来是换我们在神的面前也对Pastor Josh 做一个盟约。
And not only do we charge the minister, but we also want to charge the congregation.
弟兄姐妹，你们是否愿意接受 Josh 牧师是耶稣基督的使者，被差派来以盼望和救赎的福音来侍奉所有的人吗？
Good. Yes, we will. Brothers and
sisters. 等不及了.
Brothers and sisters, will you receive Pastor Josh as a messenger of Jesus Christ to serve all people with the gospel of hope and salvation?
Yes, we will. 凡事上敬重他,
Will you pray for Pastor Josh, support and honor him in all the things, striving to live together in the peace and unity of Christ Jesus? Yes,
yes we will.
感谢神, 那我们现在请, 所有牧师还有长老能够在这里, 我们一起为, Josh 牧师, 还有 Connie, Connie 为他们按手祷告, 来就职。 请 elders and Pastor Rich.
Can the pastors and the elders please come up? And Courtney, can you come up for us to pray for you and Pastor Josh?
我们请 Pastor Mike 用英文祷告, 然后, 纪中长老用中文祷告。 请会众站起来, please stand with us.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a great joy it is to celebrate you and to celebrate this time, not only as we baptize five brothers and sisters, but we welcome Pastor Josh, Courtney, and their family to this wonderful place called Pittsburgh. And we pray, Lord, that as you have called them here, that you would also bless them and their family. Watch over them together as a married couple. Mm. Protect, guide, honor them. Mm. Give respect to each other. Submit to each other. Mm. Help Josh to lead. Help Josh to care. Help Josh to love Courtney as Christ loves the church. Mm. We pray, Lord, as they also be good parents to their four children, we pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom. Give them patience. Give them grace. Give them words to leave, lead, to give them wisdom, as one day they will have to leave. And we pray, Father, that and sometimes when it's rough, that you would just give them extra grace during those days. We pray, Lord, for their calling here as the OIF pastor. We pray, Father, that you would give them the wisdom, the discernment, the love, the compassion, the passion, the listening ear, the heart that would beat with you, Lord. We pray that you would protect his time with you so fervently, that he would direct his time to the reading of your word, but also to prayer, to listen into the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would continue to guide him through all the days of his life. We pray, Lord, that you would help him with his studies, with his preparation, with his teaching, with his one-on-one times. And we pray, Father, that you continue to help him delight in you, to enjoy your very presence, to enjoy you for your goodness, for your love, and for you being the Almighty One, the Creator of heavens and earth. And so we thank you for bringing them here. We thank you for, again, hearing the calling. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
我们来一起祷告。 我们是何等欢的一个喜乐的心来欢迎我们Josh牧师来到我们当中，我们真是欢喜快乐，主啊，他们一家能够进入到我们这个教会当中，求你真是能够让他的一家成为我们所有人的祝福，主啊，帮助我们成为真正的一家人，主啊，求你让我们同心合一来传扬你的福音。 天父啊，把你的智慧、能力和一切的恩典加在他们这个家庭身上，使他们的见证成为你的见证，使他们的生命成为你的生命。愿主你的恩典啊，跟他们在一起的时候，这个家庭啊，无论他们大的还是小的，主啊，每一个人都是属你的。在这里也祈求你啊，我们知道在这条路上他也会经历很多的难处，主啊，我们。 每一个人都有很多的罪，主啊，他会跟这些弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，会有很多的时候，我们彼此会有些摩擦的时候，主啊，你给他能力， 让他能够分辨如何用基督的爱爱每一个群羊。天父啊，我们求你使用这对夫妇，让他们的一生一世在你的道路上奔跑的时候，只有那标杆能够向着那个标杆直奔。主啊，不看左右，不看环境，不看世人的这种反应，单单看耶稣基督对他们的呼召。我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
大家请坐。好，可不可以请 Connie 还有 Josh 还是到前面来 ？Connie， 感谢神啊，教学牧师要来为我们证道。
Well, good morning, everybody.
大家早。
We thank you for your prayers.
我们啊，谢谢你们啊，为我们的祷告。
We cover your prayers daily and ask that you come alongside of us, and we're thankful that you are doing that.
我们也是为大家啊，在每一天为你们祷告。
Today what we're going to do as they've prayed over me and as we've seen baptism in the church,
今天我们在这边一起见证有人洗礼。
I don't have in particular a passage that I plan to unpack and walk through like I usually do.
并不是像过去一样，我是跟大家按照一段经文逐节的来跟大家来讲解。
We will be in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 to 12 there a little bit.
今天我们主要会来看提摩太后书第一章八到十二节。
But there are a few areas that I want to address this morning.
今天特别有几点要跟大家来说明。
The first thing that I want to do is just to give kind of an overview of what I think of pastoral ministry.
让我们能够看见一个在牧养的人他的一些写照。
Another thing that I want to do is to give an exhortation to younger believers, and not necessarily younger believers, but really to encourage the members here.
接下来也是要给一些出信的人，不光是出信人，是每一个基督徒，我们有一些劝勉。
And the last thing I want to do is just to offer an appeal to those who have not yet embraced the gospel.
也对还没有信靠福音的人，给他们有一些呼吁。
So what I want to do is, before we pray, I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Okay. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
因为时间关系，我们就不念中文。那个，请所有的孩童们可以现在到你们的教室去。All the children, you are dismissed to your class.
Let's open with a prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that we are saved by grace.
父神，我们感谢你，我们是靠着恩典而得救。
That way you get the praise and we don't.
是你配得我们的赞美。
Father, we're thankful that you sustain us from the day that we first believe and when we're baptized.
我们感谢你让我们能够 受洗，而且你不断的来供应我们。
And you sustain us every day by your grace.
你也在我们每一天靠用你的恩典来供应我们。
Father, we pray that you would help us this day to see the truth from your word.
求你来帮助我们能够来领受你要给我们的话语。
And live it out for your glory.
能够为你的荣耀而活出来。
Amen.
祷告是奉靠主的名。 Amen.
So the first thing that I want to do is just to give a snapshot of a servant leader. That's what I believe. The scripture teaches.
我相信这段经文是教导我们，让我们看见，第一个，我们是作为福音的工人的一个写照。
And now Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, and Paul was in very difficult circumstances.
保罗其实他在写信给提摩太的时候，他自己在面临非常一个艰困的一个环境。
And this was between around 64 to 67 AD, and Paul was writing from prison.
保罗是在监狱里面，大概是主后64年到67年左右，他写信给提摩太。
And he kind of had little hope that he was going to have any earthly release and be able to visit his friends and his churches that he loved. And Timothy was Paul's disciple, and Timothy Paul had a heart to go and visit with Timothy, kind of writing as a last encouragement to a younger brother.
提摩太是保罗的一个门徒，所以保罗这个时候写信能够鼓励他。
And Timothy was facing different troubles inside the church, outside the church, and Paul wanted to encourage him.
提摩太这个时候也是从在教会，在教会外，同样也是受到一些逼迫，所以保罗要鼓励他。
These were, in a way, Paul's final words. It's maybe his last letter that he ever wrote.
这是保罗，可能是保罗的最后的话语，可能他写的最后一封信。
And so he wanted Timothy to visit with him and to come.
所以他也盼望提摩太收到这封信之后能够来看望他。
He wanted to make sure that the link of gospel ministry was forged before Paul himself died.
保罗他自己希望能够确定他在面对死亡之前，福音的事工能够继续的展开。
We know that Paul was called to be a leader in the church. And recently, I believe you guys studied through Acts.
我们之前一起读过《使徒行传》。
And God had appointed him to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher in the church.
神呢就使用他来作为一个传道者，成为一个使徒，成为一个教师。
What I want us to look at are the couple of the characteristics of this ministry and the leader that seeks to serve in the ministry in the church.
所以我们要从这里来看见关于福音还有从事福音侍奉的人的一些的特色特点。
And the way that we see these characteristics are based on the instructions that Paul is giving to Timothy.
主要是根据保罗给提摩太的这些的教导。
And one of the key things that he says is here in 2 Timothy 1:13.
最关键的就是在提摩太后书的第一章十三节。
It says, retain the standard of sound words which you heard from me and the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
说到你从我听从的那纯正话语的规模，要用在耶稣基督里的信心和爱心常常守着。
The first thing I want us to recognize is that our faith is based on sound words, which is truth.
所以很重要的是，我们的信仰是根据这纯正的话语，也就是真理。
They come from God above and they do not change.
它是从神而来的，永远不改变。And
Paul's job as a servant of God is to know these words and then communicate these on to the next generation.
保罗是神的工人，所以他主要就是能够把神的话语能够带给其他的人。But
not only are the words important, but also that they're lived out in faith and love. Which are in Christ Jesus.
不光是神的话语非常的重要，更重要是能够在耶稣基督能够把信心跟爱心能够活出来。So
in some ways, gospel ministry is not easy, but it's simple. We know the words and we seek to live them out.
所以福音也许从另外角度是不容易的，但是从另外一方面它是很单纯的，就是你接受然后能够活出来。
But Paul not only gives some terse statements about what ministry is like, but he also gives us some examples in chapter 2.
保罗不光是很简洁扼要的告诉提摩太，他也在第二章里面用了一些生活上的例子来告诉提摩太。One
of the things that he puts forth is that of a workman.
其中一个呢，就是他用的例子就是工人。And
what they do is they're skilled at cutting and understanding what the scripture teaches.
因为这些工人他们所从事的工作就是切割的工作，是建筑的工作，所以他们能够明白保罗说的。
So one of the key jobs of a pastor is to know God's word, to rightly divide it, to interpret it, and to teach it.
同样的，作为一个 侍奉神话语的人也是一样，要正确的能够分解神的话语，能够去解释，去应用。
I remember when I told one of my children that I was going to be a pastor.
我记得有一次我跟我的小孩说我要成为牧师了。
I think maybe she was a little bit sad, but I'm not sure.
那时候他们听了有点难过，不知道为什么。
She was wondering why I didn't become a worker.
她很纳闷为什么爸爸不要成为一个工人。
Maybe she thought that pastors don't really work. I don't know.
她可能认为牧师并不是一个真正的工作。
Or maybe she thought it would be cool if I wore like a hard hat and did construction work.
她可能觉得好像那个建筑工人一样戴一个安全帽，感觉是非常的酷。
Or maybe it's just wishing that I would be able to fix more things around the house.
可能这样子呢，我穿这样的衣服啊，在家里面就可以修更多的东西。
But at any rate, the pastor, for one thing, is appointed to shepherd the church by teaching.
神的话语的工牧养的侍奉的人，他最重要的就是用神的话语来牧养教会里面的群羊。
Another thing that we see is that Paul says, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier." So we're soldiers in the battle that we're fighting in.
保罗也第二个提到的例子是讲到和我同受苦难，好像耶稣基督耶稣的精兵一样，讲到我们就像是一个军兵。
So we need to realize that we're in a warfare, and that it's the casualties aren't just bodies, but it's souls.
所以我们要意识到我们是在一个属灵的征战的里面啊，不光是我们的身体会受到伤害，更重要是我们的灵魂是会受到伤害。
Another example that he uses is that of an athlete.
另外一个例子讲到的就是用运动员。
He says he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
这也是说到如果非按规矩的话就不能得到冠冕。
And I don't know if you've ever played a game with someone who doesn't play by the rules.
我不晓得有没有跟别人玩过游戏，他不按照这比赛的规则来玩。
It's very annoying.
你是觉得非常困扰的。
But even with biblical work and serving, it's not just it's dangerous.
同样的在神的话语的侍奉上面也是非常危险。
And so we need to be able to work hard like the farmer.
我们也要非常的努力，就像这些辛勤的工作，就像农夫一样。
The farmer wakes up early and works hard.
农夫是非常早起的，他们辛勤的工作。
And he works hard, trusting that if he plants in the right season, that God's going to yield forth a harvest in the right season.
所以他要按照正确的季节来撒种，然后以至于在正确的季节他能够收割。
The last example I think that we saw in 2 Timothy is that Paul points Timothy to Jesus.
另外一个最大的例子是保罗在第二章里面告诉提摩太的，最大的例子榜样就是耶稣基督。
Besides this, one thing that we want to see is Paul came alongside of him to tell him what a servant looked like.
保罗把提摩太带来，让他能够看见耶稣基督是什么样子。
But it also gives us a picture of how Paul himself came alongside and encouraged other believers in the faith.
也让他从保罗自己的身上能够看见他怎么样来鼓励其他的基督徒。
And so that's what I want to do is just to give an exhortation or encouragement to younger believers.
所以我们第二个我要跟大家来看的就是对年轻的初信的基督徒一些劝勉。
Yeah, especially are these today who have come forth for membership or maybe who have been baptized.
特别是今天我们会介绍新的会员，也有一些弟兄姐妹受洗。
One thing that's really important that we see with Paul and how he mentored and discipled Timothy is that he knew Timothy very well.
在这我们可以看到保罗是怎么样的来带领提摩太的成长。一个很重要的是他对提摩太的认识非常了解。
In verses 14 and 15 there of 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "You, however, continue in the things you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus."
在提摩太后书三章十四到十五节，保罗说到，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣、基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Paul, when he began to disciple Timothy, which is what everyone is called to do,
保罗他在对提摩太做一个门徒的训练带领。
He did the work of getting to know him.
开始是从认识他作为开始。
And he knew what Timothy's background was like.
他知道提摩太他的背景是什么样子。
And he knew him very well. So well, he was able to say in 2 Timothy 1:5, I'm mindful of the sincere faith within you.
以至于他可以说出这样的话，说，想到你心里无伪之信。
Think about how encouraging it would have been for Timothy to have Paul, the Apostle Paul, say, I know that your faith is sincere.
我们可以想象提摩太这样的人，当一个使徒保罗这样的人来对他说，我想到你有无伪的自信心。
And it's so important for us to be able to come alongside of other people and to affirm them and encourage them as believers.
所以同样的，我们也是能够去对其他的这些信徒能够去肯定他们的信心。
We shouldn't take this lightly at all.
我们不应该把它当成是理所当然的。We
need to be able to affirm them, one, in the sound words that they hold to.
我们要肯定他们持守纯正的话语。
And we also need to encourage them as they live this out in their lives. And I think sincere is such a great word that we can look at here.
所以我们可以一起来看这个真诚是一个非常重要的一个字。
I don't know if you guys have ever met somebody who is insincere.
我不知道你们有没有遇过碰到一些虚伪的人。
And they say, oh, well, we'll get together sometime, and they never, it never does.
他们说，我们好，找一个时间聚在一起，但是他从来没有这么做。
Just think about how that applies then for someone who says, I know God, but in fact they really don't.
所以我们可以把这样的同样的情形放在有人说，我认识神，但我要爱神，但是他从来没有。
They're really not for God and they're not really against Him either.
他们并不是跟从神，也不是敌对神。
So we really need to affirm people whenever they've decided to follow Christ and we see fruit in their lives.
当我们在他们的生命当中看见他们愿意跟随主的时候，我们要来肯定他们。But
we also need to exhort them in the faith.
我们也要去劝，在信心上劝勉他们。Now
Paul does this in verse 8 of chapter 1.
保罗在第一章第八节里面说到，and
he tells them, do not be ashamed of Christ or of Paul.
他就说，不要因为耶稣基督感到羞愧。And
this is so important because he says, don't be ashamed of the gospel that saved you.
他说到是不要因为这个福音能够拯救你感到羞愧。I
spent many years of my life hiding away, not telling people about my faith.
我过去有许多的年，我都不让别人知道我是信耶稣基督的。
I was afraid of getting baptized and I was afraid of losing face, of associating with Jesus freaks.
我不敢去受洗，因为觉得受洗的话会跟耶稣基督有关联的，都会让我觉得没面子。
And then when I was in college, God really began to get a hold of my heart and helping me to see my sin.
但是当我在念大学的时候，神就改变了我的心。 能够看，让我看见我自己的罪。
And it was also during that time that I was set free to come forward and be baptized and say, I want to follow Jesus.
也在那个时候我被释放出来，能够自由的，自在的去受洗。
It wasn't a shameful thing.
这完全不是一件羞愧的事情。
It's a happy thing.
这是一个欢乐的事情，喜乐的事情。
God has taken away your shame and He's given you face in Christ.
神是把这些羞愧都拿走，祂是在基督里。 给一个新的面容。
And so not only is Paul telling Timothy, don't be ashamed of the gospel, but he also says, don't be ashamed of me, his prisoner.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，不要因为得救的福音而感到羞愧，同样的，也不要因为我被关在监狱里面，成为一个囚犯而觉得羞愧。
Now Paul's saying, don't be ashamed of me, suffer with me, we're a family.
不要因为我觉得羞愧，而是跟我同受苦难，我们是同是家人。
And that's the important thing that you realize as you become members and as you get baptized is you're not just saved, but you're welcomed into a local body to serve.
所以同样的为加入会员的能够受洗的，非常重要的是，因为我们能够在一个当地的一个教会的肢体里面，我们可以成为一家人。And
this also applies to you who have not yet believed.
这边我们也是要 呼吁那些还没有受洗的，还没有信主的人。
You also have an opportunity to come into God's family.
你也是有一个机会能够成为这一家里面的人。
We know that Paul lived his life for a reason and he suffered for a reason.
我们知道保罗他为什么受苦的原因。
Many of you know that the Apostle Paul in this world, many people would have said that he had a lot of success in the world.
对世界上来世界上的人来说，他们都会看保罗是非常在世界上是非常成功的。
He had his life together, some people would say.
他可以算是凡该有的他都有了。
He had his own religious perspectives figured out in his head.
他能够明解理解在宗教上的这些观点。
And he zealously opposed Christians as blasphemers.
他特别是热心于去反对基督徒。
He not only disagreed with the Christians, but he attacked them.
他不光是反对他们，而且是攻击他们。
But something happened to Paul that radically changed his life.
但是在保罗他一生当中却经历一个很大的转变。
He didn't just change his mind; he had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
他不光只是想法的改变，因为他遇到了耶稣基督。
From that standpoint, that 180 degree turn seems like it would be unthinkable for many people.
对许多人来说，看到保罗有这样的一个改变，就好像是180度的大转变，对人来说是无法想象的。
Among his friends and things like that, it would have been a face losing opportunity.
对许多人来说，他这样的一个转变其实是好像是要失去他的面子。
He would have lost status. He would have lost privileges.
他会失去他的身份，他会失去他许多的特权。
Following Jesus would have required having a harder life.
他跟随耶稣反而需要去经历更加严峻的生活。
But Paul said that he counted it rubbish so that he may gain Christ.
保罗却说他把这些都视为粪土，如果能够得着耶稣基督的话，他把这些都视为粪土。
In this passage, he says, "For this reason, I endure all things, for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory."
所以保罗在二章第十节说到，所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
Paul was willing to suffer, not as an apostle, a teacher, and all these things, but as a Christian, he was willing to suffer.
保罗说到，不光只是为了你是福音的侍奉的人，你是使徒才要去受这些苦难，其实基督徒也是如此。
So Paul was willing to give his life to God and to serve other people.
所以保罗说他愿意牺牲他的生命，为了能够来得着其他的人。
And so then he comes alongside of Timothy and says, "I want to help you, brother."
所以他到提摩太旁边来帮助提摩太来成长。
And what he tells Timothy, he tells him the gospel.
他告诉提摩太的是讲的是福音。
Now does Timothy already know what the gospel is?
其实提摩太他已经信主，他已经知道什么是福音。
But he uses it to encourage him in the faith.
但是他是用福音来鼓励他在信仰。
But what I want to look at it right now is what does the gospel mean for us, especially for those who don't yet know God?
所以我要告诉大家是这个福音对我们，特别是对还没有信主人的意义是什么？
In 2 Timothy 1:9, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, I want you to pay attention to a few things here as I read.
在当我在读提摩太后书第一章9到10节的时候，请你们注意到几点。
Verse 9 says, "God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel."
保罗在第一章九到十节说到，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
We need to pay attention. There are time words in this passage.
我们要在这边也要看到这个时间性的工作。
From all eternity past, God knew what was going to happen in this world.
在万古之先，神就已经知道这个世界会发生什么事情。
God had a plan to create us and place us in this world.
神有一个计划，他创造我们，他也为我们预备。
God is our creator, and so we exist for His glory.
神他是一个创造者，所以他是配得我们的赞美。
God calls us, He wants us to be holy and to worship Him.
神呼召我们，他要我们是圣洁的，要我们敬拜他。
But we've offended Him.
但是我们却离弃了他。
He's the king. We haven't listened to him.
他是王，我们却没有听从他。
Or we just completely neglect him.
我们完全的忽略他。
He has a perfect standard and we fall so short of it.
他一个完美的一个标准, 但是我们却亏缺了。
Our best efforts aren't holy to God.
即使我们尽我们最大的努力, 仍然不能达到神在看为是圣洁的。
We can't be saved by our own works.
我们靠着我们自己的努力, 没有办法能够来拯救我们。
As far as our identity, we're seen as sinners.
我们的身份, 在神的眼中就是罪人。
And as sinners, we're not accepted by God.
是罪人就不会被,
we can't because God is holy.
我们不能被神接受,
and even if we came into His presence, we would die and be judged because of our sin.
如果我们亲近他, 离他很近的时候, 我们就会被他审判, 是永远的死。
But God had a plan to save humankind.
但神却有一个计划, 祂要来拯救我们世人。
And it says it's according to His purpose and grace.
这里说到是按照祂的圣旨和祂的恩典。
We might say that His purpose and grace was God's gracious purpose. This is another way of interpreting it.
所以这里讲到, 是神祂恩典的旨意。
It's a salvation that is by God's grace alone.
这里讲到我们是靠着恩典能够得救。
Why? Because if we're saved by grace, then God alone gets the praise.
如果我们是被因恩着恩典而得救，那神是完全是配得我们的赞美。
And in the end, God will get all of the glory because of how He has orchestrated our salvation.
正因为神他怎么样的来计划这整个救赎的计划，能够彰显出他最后他得到应有的荣耀。In
the right time, God the Father sent Christ Jesus.
按照神他自己的时间，他差独生爱子耶稣基督来到这世上。
Now Jesus was God who also became a man.
耶稣基督他原是神，但是他来到世界上成为人的样式。
He came down to this earth to live a perfect life that we couldn't live.
他在这个世界上活出一个完美的生命，是我们平常人所不能活出来的。
He came and paid for sins on the cross.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The wrath of the Father was poured out on Jesus the Son.
神的怒气呢，就是倾倒在他的儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And Jesus died.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
And then He was raised from the dead for our life.
他也为我们的生命而复活。
We shouldn't take this message for granted.
我们不应该把这样的信息看为是一个理所当然的事情。
In the Bible, the Old Testament is like a door that's cracked.
在圣经里面，旧约就好像只是这个刚刚只开了一点点小缝的一个门。
And inside that room, there's a bright light that's shining.
在这个房间里面有一个很亮的光照射出来。
But it's only a small part of it that's shooting out to where the people are.
但是只是透过这个门缝，只是有一束光线照出来而已。
And so as people are able to see it, they know that there's something in there.
使得人看旧约的时候，就好像是知道这里面有一些。 只是看见光，但不是很清楚。
And so they're able to get a little bit of wisdom that they can use to understand God better.
从这里他们可以得到一些智慧，能够对神有一些的了解。
But when the New Testament comes, it's like Jesus coming and kicking open this door.
但到了新约的时代，就好像耶稣把这个门完全的踢开了，打开。
So now we have the Word from above showing us who we are and who God is.
以至于我们有从神来的话语，让我们看见我们是怎么样子，神他是怎么样的一位神。
And He comes and shows us that we can go and be with God the Father.
好，让我们看见透过耶稣基督，我们可以与父神在一起。
Think about all the places that you could be, and yet God has you here now to hear this.
想想看，你可以在任何的其他地方，但是你现在却是在这里。
Of all the hundreds of years ago that didn't have this light,
在千万年之前，并没有。
Or even the places today that don't have this light.
即使是许多的这些地方也没有这样的光。
The good news is for today.
这个好消息是让我们知道，就是在今天。
God is willing to give you a new identity.
神他愿意给我们一个新的身份。
God's willing to save you, to save people by His grace.
神愿意照着他自己的恩典来拯救你。
And God's willing to give you eternal life.
神愿意他给你一个
This new identity in this passage is that we're set apart as saints.
在这段经文里面，让我们看出来，让我们知道我们是被分别出来，成为圣徒。
And you can't become a saint by your works.
我们不能凭着我们自己的努力成为圣徒。
By faith, God says, you are now my saint. You're set apart.
我们是因着信，我们被称为圣徒，是分别为圣。
You have a new identity if you're a Christian.
当你是基督徒，你就有一个新的身份。
And if you have a new identity, then you're accepted by God.
当你有了这个新的身份，你就会被神所接纳。
God is not angry at you anymore.
神不再对你发怒气。
All of the wrath that God had for you has been poured out on Christ.
因为神原来对你的愤怒，现在都已经倾倒在耶稣基督的身上。
God hasn't turned his back on you.
神也不再对你转身不看。
He's not rolling his eyes, wishing you'd get better, upset with you.
他也不是怒目的来看你，然后盯着你，要让盯着你哪里有做错，事事完美。
He's not looking at you like this, upset.
他也不是很难过的看着你，很失望的看着你。
I think so many Christians, we live that way. We understand that.
我相信我们很多人都是在这样的当中生活的，我们理解，明白。
God's smiling at you.
神对着我们微笑,
because you've placed faith in His Son. God has welcomed you into His home. Just like many of you have adopted children. We have a new identity. We have a new name that we can be a part of. We're completely accepted in that family, in that home. Earthly fathers and mothers, we mess up sometimes.
世上的父母有时候我们还做得不好。
But God is faithful and His love is pure towards us.
但信实神他永远是这样的爱我们。
So we have a new identity, we have acceptance, and we have eternal life.
所以我们有一个新的身份，我们有被神所接纳。
And so for those of you here today who have heard this message, I want you to understand.
特别是我们在座的今天，你们听到这样的信息，我希望你们能够明白。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是得救的日子。
If there's anything that you don't understand, then you say you have this light. Ask for more light from God, that God will help you to understand this truth.
当你说我看见这光，但是我希望能够更多的这样知道光，神会把真光。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us.
父神，我们感谢你将你的慈爱临到我们的身上。
Father, I thank you for saving me.
谢谢你拯救我。
I know how sinful I am.
我知道我是一个罪人。
And Father, I thank you for showing grace to me.
谢谢你将你的恩典向我彰显。
Father, I pray that that this church would understand what our identity in Christ is.
求你帮助这个教会能够明白我们在主里耶稣基督里的一个新的身份。
Help us to understand that we are accepted, not on our works, but on your grace.
帮助我们能够明白，不是靠着我们的努力，乃是凭着你的恩典来接纳我们。
We're accepted because of your Son.
我们被接纳完全是因着。
Now we can become your sons and daughters. And we're thankful for when we believe, when you give us grace, you have given us new life.
Amen.
Thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。Amen. 接下来我们请齐飞来分享他自己的得救见证。
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，各位慕道友，大家好。Dear
brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我叫齐飞，很高兴今天站在这里分享我的见证。My
name is 齐飞. I'm glad to have the opportunity to share my testimony here.
以前我认为神和鬼都是人类杜撰的超自然的力量。I
used to think that God and the devils are the supernatural powers fabricated.
如果真有神，那还要科学有什么用呢？
If there's God, then what's the use of science?
如果真有神，那他为什么不出现，用他的超能力让这个世界更美好呢？
If there's God, why didn't He appear with His supernatural power to make the world a better place?
刚开始来教会的时候，我只是想了解一下基督的思想和文化，所以听到大家口口声声的说基督耶稣，我是一点感觉都没有。
When I first come to church, I want to understand the Christian thought and culture. So when I heard everyone saying Jesus Christ is Lord, I was not moved.
我不认为基督耶稣是神，也更没有神。
I do not think Jesus Christ is God because I did not believe God exists.
来到橄榄树小组，在查经的过程中，我逐渐对圣经有一定的了解。
When I came to the Olive Tree cell group, in the process of studying, I came to know the Bible more.
当我在生活上无法严格遵守儒家那一套严于律己的规范时，我会抱着试一试的心态去寻求圣经的帮助。
In my life, when I cannot strictly adhere to the Confucian set of self-discipline, I gave the Bible a try by using its teachings to help me.
在教会的一次音乐布道会上，布道的牧师提到同性恋这个话题。
In a music evangelistic meeting at church, the evangelist referred to homosexuality.
我以前认为基督教是严格反对同性恋的。
I used to think that Christianity is strictly against homosexuality.
但那位牧师讲到他一位女性朋友，由于家庭的不幸，喜欢上了和同性交往。
But then the evangelist spoke about his female friend. Because of her family misfortune, she had same-sex attraction.
牧师就开导那位女性朋友，告诉她，神爱世人，即使是同性恋，神也依旧会爱她。世界上最关心同性恋的就是基督徒。
The evangelist consoled her, telling her that God loves the world, even for gay people, that God still loves her, and that Christians are the most concerned people in the world about homosexuals.
当时我深受感动，原本我是很排斥同性恋的，觉得很肮脏，是违背圣经的一种罪。
I was deeply moved. Originally, I strongly reject homosexuality because I felt it's very dirty. It's a sin that condemns by the Bible.
但当我意识到神爱世人，即使我们犯了罪，神还派他的儿子赦免我们罪，让我们不至于在罪中死去，反得永生。
Then I realized God loves the world. Even if we're guilty of sin, He sent His Son to forgive our sins so that we will not die in sin but have eternal life.
神不是根据自己的喜恶去救助人，不会因为同性恋的身份放弃爱一个人。他无私公正，充满慈爱。
God does not rescue people according to His own likeness and does not give up a person because he or she is homosexual. He is selfless and fair, full of love.
我为自己原本自私的爱感到羞愧。
And I became ashamed of my selfish love.
我意识到原来我一直想做个遵纪守法的好少年，只不过是因为我想通过做这些事提高我的修养和品格，在别人心目中有个良好的形象。
I realized that all I have always wanted to be a law-abiding young man, but the motivation is to please others and to have a good reputation in front of others.
原来我一直在迎合别人，讨别人的喜悦。
Because in my life, I feel I have always been trying to please others.
即使我去帮助别人，也是凭着自己的喜好，有选择性的去帮助我愿意帮助的人。
Even if I help others, I did so selectively with my own preference.
我在那天晚上决定跟随那位充满慈爱的主，指引我的方向。我相信他的爱比人世间所有的爱更伟大。
I decided that night to follow the loving Lord and ask Him to guide my life. I believe that His love is greater than all the love of this world.
在我决志以后，我虽然决定跟随主，但是还是对神的存在有所怀疑，信心不够坚定，直到我陷入一段低谷。
After I decided to follow Jesus, I still doubt the existence of God, and my faith is not strong enough, and I went through a difficult period.
当时我很迷茫，找实习遇到瓶颈，自己在学校里所学的知识对于找工作的帮助也不是很大，我怀疑自己读书的意义，怀疑自己是不是不该来美国。
At that time, I was confused.I had a difficult time at internship and I felt what I learned in school was not helpful for finding a job. I doubt the meaning of studying and doubt whether I should not come to the States in the first place.
父母花了这么大的心血把我送出来，而我却一事无成，没法报答他们。
My parents spent so much effort to send me here, but I accomplished nothing, and I cannot repay them.
我内心充满不安、自责、迷茫，不知道自己做什么才是有意义的。
I'm full of uneasiness, self-blame, confused, and do not know what is the meaningful thing to do.
我无法掌控自己的生活，无法预测自己的未来，无法得知路在何方。
I cannot control my own lives, and I cannot predict what my future path are.
当时我正在读《真言传》，读到所罗门说：“虚空的虚空，一切皆是虚空。”
I was reading a book of Ecclesiastes and read what Solomon said: "Vanity, vanity, all is vanity."
我觉得这句话说的太对了，不管做什么，好像都是没有意义的。
I think the sentence was right for me because no matter what I do, it seems to be meaningless.
既然都没有意义了，那么我索性就麻痹自己，沉迷于游戏，学习上得过且过。
Since it's meaningless and useless, then I simply paralyze myself, addicted to the game, and just get by in my studies.
我们组长菲比了解到我的情况后，很关心我的状态。
Our cell group leader Phoebe learned about my situation and was very concerned.
他建议我每天有计划地读圣经，和组里的弟兄互相监督，并让我去新生命班进一步地去了解耶稣基督。
She suggested that I read the Bible every day, and that the brothers of the group would keep each other accountable, and also I should go to the New Life class and learn more about God.
我听从了他的建议，每天开始读圣经，并在新生命班里面学习。
So I followed her advice, began daily reading of the scriptures.And went to the New Life class.
当时我正在读旧约，看到神祝福以色列人，带领他们走出埃及，最终建立国度。
At the time I was reading the New Testament, seeing how God blessed the nation of Israel, leading them out of Egypt and finally built the kingdom.
这一幕幕画面让我感到神是真实存在的，神是公义的，神说要拯救我们，就一定会拯救我们，甚至以死的方式让我们去相信他。
This scene made me feel that God is real, He's righteous, and God said to save us, and He will save us.
我如果背弃神，不去相信他，就会一直处于罪中。
But if I abandon God and do not believe in Him, I still remain in my sin.
有天晚上，我在沉迷游戏时，听到神告诉我，我不是从他那里寻求神，而是从游戏中寻求。
One night, when I was obsessed with playing game, I heard God telling me,that I did not seek guidance from him, but sought it from the game.
我当时听到神的话感到很震惊，想到自己这一段时间以来自暴自弃，不知悔改，我应该向神寻求带领，求他帮我走出困境。
I was shocked to hear the word of God at that time. I reflected that I have been in the state of self-abandonment with no repentance. I should seek guidance from God and asking him to take me out of the woods.
恰巧在一次主日学习时，牧师讲到有一位传道人去落后地区传道，而被当地的部落杀死牺牲了。
In one of the Sunday, a pastor spoke of an evangelist who has been preaching the gospel to a remote area, but he was killed by the local tribe.
之前有不少人批评指责，说他在做无意的事，浪费自己的时间。
Many people have criticized him before for making a meaningless sacrifice and wasted time.
我反问自己，那位传道人真的是在做无意的事情，浪费自己的时间吗？
I asked myself intently, was the evangelist really doing something meaningless and wasting his life?
为了他人而死，这怎么能叫做无意义呢？
I came to the conclusion that to die for others, how can this be called meaningless?
我想到耶稣基督同样是死在传道的路上，难道这也是没有意义的吗？
I remember that Jesus Christ also died on the way preaching the gospel. Was this also meaningless?
不，他们都是为了将神的话传给世人，拯救世人。
No, it was not. They are doing this to pass the word of God to the world, to save the world.
神的话有这个能力拯救我们，我们遵从神的话才能得到拯救，才能生活得有意义。
God's word is powerful in saving us. When we follow the word of God, To be saved, we will have an abundant life.
现在表面看起来，我所做的好像和世人没有什么不同的，工作、学习、吃饭。
Now it seems that what I'm doing is no different from what others are doing, to work, to eat, to learn.
但是我要遵从神的话语，相信神的能力，让神做我的主，我一定远离没有意义的事。
But I'm following God's words, believing in God's ability, and let God be my Lord.
所罗门所说的虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，是因为他年少时脱离了神的旨意，年迈时回到主的身边。
When King Solomon said, "Vanity, vanity, and all things are in vain," that was because he was divorced from the guidance of God when he was young, and returned only later to find out the vanity, the vain life he had lived.
所以他才发现他年轻时所做的是没有意义的。
And find out it was meaningless that what he was done in his youth.
我不愿意自己年迈时像所罗门一样，觉得自己所做的是没有意义的事情。所以我要让耶稣基督做我的主。
I do not want to be old when I feel that everything I did in this life was vanity, just like Solomon. So I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord.
感谢主，让我很早就认识了他，以罗他的带领是我一生的祝福。阿门。
Thanks be to the Lord. He let me know him very early in my life. His guidance is the blessing of my life. Amen.
感谢神不光是把信主受洗的人数加添给我们。
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the baptism as well as the new members.
他也把许多爱主的弟兄姐妹带到我们当中。
He's brought very many people.
他们愿意照着圣经的教导，委身在基督的身体。成为一家人，一起侍奉，一起敬拜，一起成长。
It's great to be in the body of Christ that we could grow together, to love each other and to encourage each other.
我会请这些新加入的会员，可以请你们站起来，我们可以能够一起来欢迎你们。第一位是陈曦，还有王珍、Zoe， 还有罗福成、黄子欣、郭彦斌，可不可以请你们都站起来
？We're going to have the new church members please stand where you are, so we'd like to welcome you to our church. Let me pray for you specifically. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing these people, these new brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to welcome them to our church. And we pray, Lord, that they not come here just to be fed, not just to grow in you, but they would also be people that would talk about you and share about you, just as Pastor Josh was speaking on this morning. We pray also that we know that you are bringing new brothers and sisters in Christ that will become members here shortly, here soon. We pray, Lord, that we would, as has been talking about throughout the whole day today, that we would be living out Jesus Christ to these people. We pray, Lord, that we would welcome them with much love, that we would bless them, teach them, pray for them, encourage them, cry with them, celebrate with them, sing songs with them, and fight the good fight. We pray, Lord, that you would watch over them, continue to protect them, continue to protect those that are family members here. Can you watch over them? So we pray these things in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 所以请弟兄姐妹待会我们结束之后也可以能够欢迎他们，也继续为他们祷告，能够帮助他们一起在教会里面成长。
After service is done, we will welcome all the new members of our church up here in front, and we encourage everyone to come up here and introduce yourselves and hopefully get to know them, and as well as maybe encourage them a little bit more.
我们也非常感谢神弟兄姐妹，你们一直为你们所支持的宣教士当个 Michelle Kim 他过去你们一直在祷告中纪念他们，今天他们也在我们当中。
We are just so blessed to have, and it's really been a blessing these last 4 weeks to have our missionaries come and share and come be a part of it, and just instead of being, you know, overseas. So we're so grateful for Don and Michelle to be here And we're so glad that they could come and share about what is happening with them.
好，我们一起欢迎 Don Kim， 还有跟我们分享。
Let's welcome Don, Missionary Don Kim, with us.
Hi, I'm not Michelle.
啊，大家好，我不是 Michelle.
I'm Don.
我是 Don.
It's great to be here.
非常高兴能够在这里。
I'm sent by all of you.To be a witness, to be a representative, of you all in Turkey.
啊，我是其实我是被你们大家所差派的到土耳其去做一个代表。
Among the Muslim people of Turkey.
特别是啊，是啊啊回教国家啊土耳其。
Now while there, I'm a tent maker.
在那边呢，我是一个带子侍奉的人。
And it's through my work that I meet with people and try to be a witness and share with them.
透过我的工作的机会可以接触到人能够跟他们来分享
Just like many of you in your workplaces
就好像你们很多人在你们工作的单位里面一样
I'm just a normal guy from central Pennsylvania
我原来是在宾州中部一个平凡的人
I'm a fan of the Sixers and the Eagles
我是篮球76人队还有足球是Eagles 的球迷
And the Steelers.
我也是钢铁人队的球迷。
I studied English in university and worked for an IT consulting firm.
我在大学里面是主修是英文，然后工作后来工作是在一个 IT 的公司里面工作。
For my job in Turkey, I help students apply to U.S. colleges.
我在土耳其的时候帮助这些也帮助学生他们来申请美国大学来念书。
I find it very difficult to run a business on my own in Turkey.
我觉得在土耳其要去经营一个工作是非常经营一个公司是非常不容易的。
But I like to get a chance to speak into the lives of students, especially when they're writing their college essays.
但是当我可以帮助他们在写他们自传的时候，可以了解到他们的生活生命。
I also do photography and use that as a way of capturing beauty and meeting with a lot of people everywhere.
我也使用我照相的技能，能够把许多美好的画面照起来，然后跟许多人分享。
When I was in college, people modeled to me what it meant to be gripped by the love of God.
当以前的时候，很多人就问我到底是。被神的爱所抓住到底是怎么样子
They chose where to live not because it was comfortable or convenient but because they wanted to reach out to their neighbors
我看到很多人他们不是因为是生活在一个很舒适的地方而是他们是为了到一个地方能够去接触到更多的人
I understood that that was just the normal Christian life
所以我了解这是应该是每一个基督徒的一个生活
And that carried on into my life in Philadelphia and now in Turkey.
也是因为这样子，所以帮助我怎么样在费城生活，怎么样到土耳其去生活。
So why am I up here telling you details about my life?
为什么我在这里跟大家来说我在生活当中的这些细节呢？
I'm guessing there are a lot of normal people out there.
因为我知道有许多不普通的人也都在那里。
And I'm guessing that there are a lot of people gripped by the love of God.
我也相信许多人是被神的爱所抓住。
And I know that many of you are called to live a radical lifestyle of love here in Pittsburgh.
我知道神要让你们在这里也是能够一个奇妙性的改变，能够活出耶稣基督的爱。
I'm also wondering.If God is calling any of you to make an address change,
我也很稀奇神怎么样让你们做一个奇妙的改变
and to consider the people of Turkey or maybe another place as well abroad where they don't know about Jesus.
也想到是为了要去接触这些还不认识耶稣基督的这些土耳其人或是其他地方的人
I know it's a bit out there and crazy.
也许听起来是很疯狂的一件事情。
And 10 years into it, sometimes I wonder what I'm doing.
我已经做了十年，有时候还在想我到底在做什么。
But I'm convinced by one who I can't see.
那 但我仍然深深的相信，虽然是我不能看见明白的。
For I consider my life worth nothing to me.
我所做的这些对我自己来说是没有价值的。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
如果只是为了完成耶稣基督所要给我的这些试炼，还有他要我完成的。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
而是去能够来做福音的见证。
So I'm up here asking you to remember us in prayer.
所以我请大家记得能够在祷告中纪念我们。
But it's also an invitation.
也是一个邀请。
Come normal people.
请你们这些普普通通的人能够来到我们那里。
Come entrepreneurs and teachers.
能够来也可以成为是一个老师或者是宇航员。企业家 sorry.
Yes. No, I don't speak Chinese. I'm Korean. Come shop owners. Come creative artists.
你是很有创意的一个企业或者是一个经营者。
Professors and students.
你是来老师的身份学生身份。
Be you who you are.
你只要来做神要你做的。
But be it with us as well.
然后跟我们在一起。
Thank you for your time.
谢谢大家给我这段时间。
We love you very much.
我们非常爱你们。
Thank you.
所以请大家继续为Don跟 Michelle King 继续为他们在土耳其的施工来祷告。接下来请加比还有 Connie 来做一个Kids Club 的宣传。
请帮我们播 video， 谢谢。
Thank you. 好，各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Morning, everyone.
我们现在要用一点时间来介绍我们PCCO 的周五的儿童事工。
Here we're going to give you a brief introduction of our children's program on Friday night.
我们是一个很忙碌的教会。
We're a really busy church.
我们不只有学生事工。
We have students ministry.
我们也关心宣教士。
And we also have ministrations and missions.
然后我们也要服侍我们的孩子。
And we have a lot of children we need to serve as well.
因为孩子是非常重要的。
Do you think they're very important?
Right. 所以我们需要花一些时间来关注我们的孩子在我们教会当中的需要。
So we designed this children's program for all the kids in our church.
所以现在请大家来转移一下我们的 focus.
Okay, now we need to switch our focus to all the children in the church.
我们的焦点。好，所以呢，我们这个周五的儿童事工是从去年开始的。
We started this children's program since last year.
那我们的意向跟目标是希望借由跟父母们的伙伴关系来培育在属灵上很强壮的儿童以及青少年，使他们能够一起来充满信心的来跟随耶稣基督。
Here are the visions and goals of this program. We partner with parents in order to develop spiritual strong children and youth who will faithfully follow Jesus Christ.
在过去呢，周五的晚上只有成人的小组。
We used to only have adults cell group Bible study during Friday evening.
但从去年开始，我们也有小朋友的 Awana 的课程。
And we started this structured children's program.Since last year, and we call it Kids Club, is mostly based on the Awana program. A lot of you may heard about.
那我自己在我的家庭里面，我已经看见这样的课程带给我的孩子生命的改变。
A lot of parents already seen the change of their children because of this program.
他们非常非常的喜爱这样的课程。
You can see already.From the videos we just saw before, that they really enjoy the program. They had a lot of fun, and a lot of parents have already contribute and put their time into those children's lives.
这样的课程也帮助我们父母可以更专心的，更没有后顾之忧的来参与，投入在我们自己的小组的事工里面。
This children's program also helped all the adults could focus into their Bible study on Friday nights without worrying their children.What are they doing at the same time?
而孩子们呢，在大人聚会的时候，不是只是玩耍，他们可以真正的学习到非常扎实的圣经的圣经里面的知识。
So it's not only having fun for the kids, at the same time they're really learning from the Bible just as adults, and they are growing in their faith in Jesus.
我们的聚会的内容，我们聚会的这个对象呢是有两个年级，好，他们是 Kirby's 跟 Truth Seekers。
There are mainly two parts for the children's program. For younger kids from 2 to 5 years old, their program is called the Kirby's. And for older students in elementary school, 1st to 5th grade, their program is called Truth Seeker. There is one group for girls and another one for boys.
嗯哼，对，所以 Truth Kirby's 呢，小熊班呢是2到5年级很可爱的这一群小朋友们。好，那1到5年级的孩子们呢，有男生组跟女生组，他们就在寻道班 Truth Seeker。去年我们有18个稳定参加的 Kirby's， 还有26个稳定参加 Truth Seekers。
Okay, last year we had 18 Kirby's and 26 Truth Seekers joined us.
我们的聚会内容呢是每个礼拜五晚上7:30到9:00，我们每一个月有3次来配合成人的聚会时间。从今年的9月8号开始，新的一年的正式聚会开始。
We meet on Friday nights from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and we'll have three meetings each month, aligning with the same time as the adult cell group meeting time. And this year we'll start from September the 8th.
好，我们的聚会内容呢有非常的丰富，我们有圣经的课程，那我们非常的强调背诵经文，对孩子们来讲是很重要的。那另外我们也有敬拜，有游戏，有手工，然后我们每个月也会有固定的时间来颁发奖品，来肯定孩子们的学习。
Okay, during every Kids Club meeting time, we'll have Bible lessons and emphasize andin Bible verse memorization. We'll have worship time and game time. We'll have crafts. And each month we'll also have rewards for all the accomplishments from the students.
对，我们的青少年呢，也投入在带领孩子们一起做手工玩游戏的这个部分。每一次的礼拜五晚上都是非常非常的这个，你们刚刚看到一些 video 哈，你们可以稍微猜想一下那个情景是非常的刺激而且疯狂的，所以小孩子们都非常的 enjoy。
Actually, we also have a lot of youth helpers join us, and they can contribute into this program as well. And they learned in helping kids. And from the video, you could see that they're having a lot of crazy fun each Friday night.
Yes. OK, 所以呢，我们非常需要的是家长们的一起的来同工。我们非常重视与家长的伙伴关系。
Our kids club is running by parents.Which means all the teachers, helpers, leaders are parents. We do need your contribution and help. And
所有的老师同工们都是 PCCO 的家长，家长直接的来参与孩子们的圣经跟属灵的教育。所以呢，我们要在此呼吁，我们需要的家长更多的来参与这样的一个儿童事工。那在参与的同时呢，我们也要也就是需要也鼓励也要求你们要稳定的来参加小组聚会，因为这是我们参加在这里来服侍的一个要求。所以每一位家长，如果你的孩子来到 Kids Club 呢，您必须要在这里有一定程度的侍奉。当你报名的时候，我们会帮你安排。那另外一方面呢，您也必须稳定的参加周五的小组聚会。
So we ask each parents.Who have their children registered in Kids Club, you need to either volunteer or help in a certain way. And if you're members of this church, we require at least one parent join the Kids Club to help us. If you are non-members, seekers, or visitors to the church, we also ask you during the Kids Club, you stay and join an adult Bible study.
好的，那我们现在呢有非常大的需要，我们需要在老师跟同工方面呢需要您的参与。我们目前在下个学期，我们需要两位科比的老师，而这两位老师都必须要是 PCCO 的会员。我们另外需要六位老师的助手，我们还需要敬拜跟永系的同工来帮助我们一起来进行这样的课程。
Yes, we do need your help, and here are a few ways you could contribute.We currently need two copy teachers, and the requirements need to be PCCO members, and we will also need teaching assistants for the truth seekers, and we are looking for worship and game leaders as well.
好，那我们今天就可以开始报名。等一下在后面会有一个注册的桌子，请找小虎，好，就是康妮的先生。我们今天就可以开始接受报名。
We are really looking forward to see your kids in Kids Club, and the registration starts.Today. And on your way out, you could see Michael, who is wearing the same kind of t-shirt, and we have a registration table ready for you. Please join us today.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢嘉宾啊，康妮还有许多的这些弟兄姐妹啊，他们在 Kids Club 里面的投入，帮助孩子们能够成长。
I want to thank you, Jabi and Connie and Xiaohu and many other teachers and helpers that have been serving in Kids Club.
This Kids Club 设计它不是一个托儿所，它不是让你把孩子送进去以后啊，别人来带你的小孩。
Kids Club is not a babysitting service.
它是要让父母亲能够加入，能够跟着孩子们一起成长。
We really want parents again to we want to partner with you to grow your kids in Christ.
这个 Kids Club 能够持续，不是孩子人数增加，孩子参加人数多少，而是父母亲参与的人数的多少。
It's regardless of the number of kids attend or the parents that go to a small group. No, that's not what you said.
Okay. 所以请弟兄姐妹继续为这个 Kids Club 来祷告。
Please pray for our Kids Club program.
特别是父母亲为自己祷告。
Parents, we really encourage that you really pray about serving and helping out with our Kids Club program.
我们也非常感谢神，今天有把许多的新朋友带到我们当中。
We're very thankful that we have new comers with us this morning.
好不好？请新朋友可不可以请你们都站起来，我们能够来。 欢迎你们，只要你是今天第一次来到我们当中的，都可不可以请你站起来。
If you're here for the first time, could you just stand up where you are?
王天琪、马洪阳、戴威宏英、李许凯、杨静、陈若飞，非常欢迎你们。
I want to welcome you to PCCO.
能够请新友班的老师能够带着新朋友，如果是讲中文的话，到楼下餐厅；如果是英文的新朋友，可以到国际堂。
If you are here from the Chinese congregation, if you can go with the newcomer class teachers, and they'll take you to the class. If you're from OAF, we will bring you later on at the OAF welcome table, which is in the OAF hall.
可不可以请新友班老师带这些新朋友先到餐厅去？
Will you please ask the teachers of the newcomer class to come and take them down to the cafeteria, please?
他们正在祷告。好，请大家请拿起桌报，我们来关心教会的家务事。
If everyone can take out your blue bulletins, we'd like to go over some of the announcements with you this morning, or this afternoon now.
非常感谢神啊、神啊、让 Lulu Lulos 他们过去22年一起在我们的教会里面，他非常的有爱心的支持我们教会，用很便宜的价钱来供应我们主日的午餐。
Again, we want to thank Lulu Noodles for helping us out for 22 years of faithful service of providing us lunch food at a very discounted price.
那他们因为啊、他们自己餐厅要做一些调整，所以没有办法继续供应我们。
Due to some internal changes and also for them to provide some rest for their chefs and cooks, they are no longer providing lunch service for us.
我也非常谢谢彭林姐妹，她们为我们联系了在匹兹堡这所有的许多的餐厅，那希望能够找到一个合适，为我们找到一个合适的餐厅，能来供应我们的午餐。
We thank you for the social committee for looking very hard to provide us with fellowship lunch after service.
我们午餐主日午餐呢，过去的目的是为了福音的预工，因为过去许多的学生学者他们的条件也非常差，所以我们希望用福音的预工的方式，是用自由奉献。
In the past, the purpose of the fellowship lunch was for us to evangelize or to share the gospel with them over a meal, and as that progressed, that they would continue to come. But now we are going into more of a fellowship time, so this is more of a fellowship lunch time.
因为现在大部分人每个人的条件都不一样，那我们现在改变我们主日午餐的目的是为了是在主内肢体的互相的交流。
Again, just as I said, again, it's directed more to fellowship because a lot of small groups had different ideas of what they wanted to do throughout that time. Again, this is a fellowship lunch.
那也是因为这个新的餐厅他要求就是按照他们的成本来卖给我们，从过去我们一个礼拜是600块钱，现在一个礼拜一个主日就要1400块钱。
So the cost, because Lulu's again provided lunch for us at a very low price of $600 a week, but now that we have to go to a new vendor, it's going to cost us $1,400 a week.
所以差不多是一个人要4块钱左右。
So it's about roughly about $4 a person.
那除了教会补贴，还有我们为了要节省，所以我们也弟兄姐妹他们我们自己煮米饭。
Again, so because the cost is a little bit high, we wanted to lower the cost still, so we are actually cooking our rice ourselves.
那所以我们不再是自由奉献，而是用购买的方式。
So we like to contribute and help out as in many different areas as possible.
所以不再是 free will offering, it's you have to purchase.
Okay. So instead of a free will offering, you have to purchase it.
11岁和以上的是每一个人是2块钱。
So if you are 11 years old or older, it'll be $2.
10岁以下的是1块钱。
If you're 10 years old or younger, then it's $1.
如果是第一次来的访问的新朋友是免费。
And then if you're a newcomer, it is still free for you.
盼望弟兄姐妹能够一样，我们能够把握这个午餐的机会，最主要是能够在肢体内的交流，特别是欢迎这些新朋友，让他们觉得他们是在家中。
Again, we hopefully want you to take this opportunity to welcome these newcomers into our church so that they would be part of our church family.
因为时间关系，请你们自己来看周报上的报告事项。
And because of time, we ask that you just look through the announcements by yourself.
在我们唱完三一颂默祷之后，可不可以请所有刚受洗的弟兄姐妹，还有新会员，请你们都站在前面。
After we sing the doxology and after we pray and actually we will do the benediction, then we ask that all the people that got baptized this morning, as well as the newcomers, new members, would stand here in front.
请大家都是从我的右手边开始能够来恭喜欢迎这些刚受洗的还有新会员。
For us to welcome them, we just kindly ask that you would just start making a line from this your left-hand side, my right-hand side, and then form a line, and then slowly go through the line.
我们起立，我们来唱三一颂。
Please stand as we sing the textology.
祷告接受祝福。
Let's pray to receive the benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠和天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动常与我们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from today until the end.
使得我们能够领受这个救恩，能够有这个新的身份，能够活出永生。So that we have the blessings by the grace, we have the new identities. We can be accepted by God and live out the eternal life, 直到永永永远。
Forever and ever.
这样的祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，请弟兄姐妹，待会我们来欢迎这些刚受洗还有新会员。
Again, we can ask the those that just were baptized today, as well as those became new members of our church, to come forward and stand before us.
请大家在十二点半以前不要进入餐厅，给弟兄姐妹一点时间，他们可以预备。
We just ask that you would, because it's still a little bit early before lunch, that you would slowly go downstairs to the cafeteria to, so that we can let the brothers and sisters prepare for the food.
Please also,
right now, if you guys can go down.